listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Executive life coach and wellbeing specialist Shanna Kennedy and award-winning and former sports girl CEO Colleen Callender have written a book, Elevate, Unlock Your Extraordinary Potential, in collaboration with Penguin Random House. Elevate is not just a book, it's a powerful mantra that you can carry with you every day, empowering you to rise from ordinary to extraordinary in every aspect of your life. The book provides a transformative journey for personal growth, professional success, and overall well-being. Through three pillars, life, leadership, and longevity, the reader will discover how to own their journey, lead with purpose, and build a foundation of health for lasting success and longevity in career. Shanna and Cole are two women with one mission, to elevate humans, a powerful dynamic duo specializing in high-performance living and leadership. Hi, Colleen and Shanna, how are you both?
Hello, we're absolutely fantastic, thank you, and it's great to be here with you on a Monday.
So good. And Shanna, so good to have you back. It's been a few times now.
It has, and we've always got lots to talk about, haven't we?
I know, and something new and exciting today. So, Shanna, I'd love you to tell the listeners how you and Colleen joined forces.
Well, it's a great story. You know, we've been friends for a very long time, probably about 20 years. I met Colleen through her husband when he was in marketing and I was in sponsorship. And then she became the CEO of Suzanne and then went into burnout, a sports girl, went into burnout. And then she decided, I think I need a coach. And so here I was on a platter. So she employed me as her coach for about 10 years while she sat in the seat of CEO of Sports Girl and Suzanne, just to make sure she didn't burn out, to keep her, you know, really her eye on the prize and to really think about what was most important with her staff. And I ended up actually coaching her leadership team for about 10 years. And when she finished her tenure there after 20 years in the business of retail, we decided, hey, we should be doing something together. And we literally went out for lunch one day and said, why don't we just do a little keynote together on leadership? Because her amazing qualities around leadership, culture, brand, running the business, leading people, and mine's all about, you know, health, well-being, values, vision, goals, habits, etc. And so we sort of decided, well, two's better than one. Why don't women collaborate more? Because it'd be so much better if we all did and we weren't afraid of collaboration. So we've decided to form a company called Human Elevation, and we're two women with one mission to elevate humans.
I love that. I love that. And before we talk about that, Colleen, what was it like hitting that point of burnout? Because as a coach, I see a lot of that as well. So I think there's a lot of people listening and going, yeah, I understand. What, from your point of view, how was that? Terrible.
Yes, it was a really hard time in my life. Burnout for me came in 2007. And as Shanna said, I was actually general manager of Sports Girl at the time. I had three young children under the age of 10. And I just thought I was this red Ferrari that could go faster and faster and faster until I couldn't. And, you know, I talk about burnout today as a gift because it actually allowed me to change my life. It allowed me to get myself a coach. It allowed me to think about what was important to me. It allowed me to build self-care into my daily routine and into my life and not feel guilty. But, you know, burnout is a really shitty place to be because it actually doesn't just affect you. It affects everyone around you, your kids, your colleagues, your team, your business. And, you know, people just don't get the best version of you. You just cannot show up as the best version of yourself. So for me, as Shanna said, I got myself a coach. I took 3.5 months off. I was really lucky. I actually went in to resign. And lucky for me, I got talked out of that idea because as women, we don't think we've got many options. You know, it's like I resign or I stay here and I'm going to end up, you know, not in a very good place. So I was really lucky. I had an incredible leader And I was able to take 3.5 months off the business and put myself in for this well overdue, change of life, I suppose. And I was only 37, but really built in those really important things like structure and boundaries and discipline. And I had discipline. I had far too much discipline, but I didn't have the boundaries and the structure. I was just like full throttle all the time. So I then returned in the February of 2008 as CEO of Suzanne. And I then lived a life of as a CEO for 13 years with no burnout. And as you say, it's far too common right now. There are so many people. In fact, the number's about 62% of people in Australia had some form of burnout over the last 2 years. So we really need to start to curb that number and allow people to, get off that burnout train.
All right. So tell us about Human Elevation.
Well, we're super excited. This is like the next decade of our life, Alison. We've done the hard yards. We're still working really hard, but we're working on things we're really passionate about. We talk about Shanna and I, our life in decades, our 20s, our 30s, our 40s, and now our 50s is about women collaborating. And, we're collaborating with you here right now. We're collaborating with lots of women across Australia. And so, as Shanna said, we've really pulled our 40 years of skills and achievements and frustrations and failures and learnings and all of that those journeys that we've been on, really pulled those together. And we've created Human Elevation, which is all about three pillars: life, leadership, and longevity. So that life piece is all about mindset and habits and values and, all the things that Shanna's absolutely amazing at and has made such a difference to so many people's lives already. And, my wheelhouse is obviously that leadership space, culture, brand, people, really investing in the people around you. And then there's that third pillar, which most people forget about, which is why everyone ends up at burnout, right? They forget about self-care. They forget about habit stacking. They forget about planning. They certainly forget about celebrating themselves. And they really end up on that train to burnout. So these three pillars really need to be all working in balance together. And most people get one or two right. And then the other one actually allows them to fall down and not achieve those amazing things that they deserve and that, they are capable of. So we really want to work with people and share those three pillars and really help them to really elevate their life, in their leadership and in their longevity.
Yeah. And the ways that you're working with people is through workshops.
Yes, absolutely. We do keynotes. As Shanna said, it was a keynote to start with. Let's just have a little bit of fun. We'll do a keynote together. That'll be fun. Then we'll go for lunch. That'll be great. And this has now turned into this quite big business. So we do keynotes, we do masterclasses, we take people walking around the world with us. We're about to head off to Japan next week. We're taking 10 clients and we're walking Japan and teaching Human Elevation and teaching the three pillars. We also have our book coming out. So, that's the next part of this journey is to share our book with as many humans as we possibly can.
And tell us about the book.
The book is really about Elevate being like your word of the year. You know how a lot of people have a word of the year, or some people do New Year's resolutions, and then the problem is, by January 16, they've sort of gone in the bin. So we would much prefer people have a word of the year. And Colleen and I have been doing this for years and years and years and years, is just thinking about what is the one word that you want as your lighthouse for the year. So we've got everyone covered with the word elevate. We can all take one step up. And the book is about how do you just take a step up, in all areas of your life, doing that 1% tweak that helps you go to the next level. And we can all do that, and we can do it in the 18 topics that we talk about under the three pillars. So, we can step up the way that we celebrate a little bit, or the way that we plan, or the way that we eat, or the way that we show up in our leadership journey, or the way that we set our goals, or our really step up in and work more in alignment with our values. So each chapter of the book asks you, what do you want to stop doing? What do you want to start doing? And what do you want to keep doing for every topic? So you actually end up with this amazing little plan for the wall at the end, which is all about these are the things I need to stop doing in my life now moving forward. Mm-hmm. These are all the things I want to start doing. And these are all the things that are already working. I need to keep doing them. Wow. Because we all know that the brain needs a map, and yes, we're bringing in the whole athlete, high performance veil over everything. And that's what they do. They write it down, they put it on the wall. So it's not just a book. It's really about asking people to simplify their life. It's about asking people just to think about what are the things that are not working for them and what could we introduce, just small, tiny tweaks that help your whole life elevate and your business to a whole new level.
Yeah, so it's an interactive book. And do you fill it out within the book and you pull it out, or how does it work?
Yep, you fill it out along the way, and then there's some planners at the back, but we'll also have some planners online for people just to download for free so that they can do it again and again and again and put it on the wall.
Right. So I'm imagining then it goes into personal growth.
Yes.
Yeah, and then professional success. And then it's like overall well-being, or?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's about that life is all about you as the person. Then it's about leadership, which is leading yourself and your confidence and your behaviours and your habits and your brand of self. And then the longevity piece, you know, I burnt out at 29, I married my job. Yes. And, you know, one of the first questions we ask people is, who are you without your job? And that makes people very squirmy, very, very squirmy. And we really need to think about, you know, we need to build the whole human being. And the more that you have that self-awareness piece and do this kind of work, you get that calm, confident, groundedness in life. And the longevity chapter is about how can we have sustainability in our career, in our life, in our marriages, in our friendships, in our health, without being too extreme. We really want to make sure that we pace the race of our life.
Do you find that some people are too extreme? You know, like they really try to achieve just so high on every level that they're putting themselves under tremendous stress?
Well, that's why we, you know, Colleen and I, we want that athlete mentality going into the book. And also when we coach people and talk to people, it's like, you know, if you just keep sprinting that marathon and you don't stop at the Gatorade station along the way and you don't have these mini check-ins and making sure you refuel and you just check that you're on the right track and you ground yourself a little bit, you know, that's burnout. That's where people are just not happy in their job. They've got no energy for family, friends and fun. So pacing is really, really important for longevity. And I think a lot of people just have never heard that. I mean, I have CS, chronic fatigue syndrome, as you know, since I was 29 years old, and I have to manage it still today. So pacing is huge. Pacing and self-awareness is a really big piece.
Do you know, just before we came on, I actually just had like a 30-minute nap that I wouldn't normally do. It's a Monday lunchtime. But I'm like, you know, when you tune into your body, you go, I actually just need to stop and have a bit of a break. And I actually thought to myself, good on you, Alison, because you wouldn't have done that in the past.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I often, in between clients, lie down with my legs up the wall for 10 minutes. And that's a huge reset for people to be doing. And Colleen and I, we do our big walks around the world with Camino and Italy, and we've got Japan coming up, where we take women and we coach them and they get to network and meet new people, but we teach them these are the kind of things that you could be doing for a very fast refuel.
Yeah. Legs up the wall is just such a good thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best. It's like having an hour's sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So my next question, I'm not sure which of you would like to answer this one, but how would you define high performance living?
I think we can both give you our take on the high performance living. I think for us, I think for me, Alison, high performance living is elevating just a little bit each day, just doing something a little bit better than yesterday. And a lot of people think that they need to make these huge sweeping changes in their lives to elevate or to show up as the best version or to grow in their career or to, you know, be the best mum. We actually don't. We just need to tweak things, which, as Shanna said, that keep, start and stop is absolutely magical when you get that right, because we only need to do some little things. You know, imagine if we did life 1% better each day, 1% better in our health, 1% better in our career, 1% better in our relationships. know, that stacks up over time. So for me, high performance living is just doing that little bit better each day, you know, not putting myself under that pressure that you were talking about where, you know, Shanna and I are A-type overachieving achievement junkies, right? Just like yourself, Alison.
Yeah.
So you know, we have to really manage ourselves, right? Otherwise, we, before we know it, we're on that train to burnout town. So yeah, for me, just do it a little bit better. Just put some little short, sharp, easy goals and just tick those boxes each day. And it is amazing how much we can elevate when we do that.
And how about you, Shanna?
I think high performance is around, you know, exactly what Colleen said, but to add a little bit more is, you know, as you know, Alison, clients come to you, they want everything shiny, they want everything to look great. It really, you have to go into the foundations.
Yeah.
And the foundations have to be really solid. So for me, high performance is what Colleen said, but also thinking about making sure that you rock the foundations well. You know, that you really think like an elite athlete and think, well, what's going to help me turn up every day being the best version? And athletes actually respect rest as much as training and as much as performance.
So
and I think a lot of us do not give ourselves that permission to rest, to recover, and see it as a high performance skill. And I think that's a really important thing for everybody to take away, that without the rest, we cannot keep showing up day after day after day being the best version of ourselves. And learning to switch off and giving yourself permission is really a high performance habit and skill.
Mm. How do you switch off? I mean, I know you've got so many tools in your life tool belt, but you know, there's some tips that you can give some people, because I think that is something that people really struggle with.
Oh, I love switching off. So well, I love silence, number one. So yes. I'm not afraid of silence. And I think that's a big thing. People like to cram. I think it's a discipline, actually, switching off. It's not like a luxury. It's actually a discipline where you put your phone away. For me, it's very easy to put the phone away and put music on because I love music. I think people have forgotten the joy of music. So even in the car, you know, it might be, instead of listening to a podcast, which I do in the mornings, in the afternoons it's always music or silence.
Yeah.
It's also allowing yourself, you know, to have a proper day off here and there. So once a month, usually on a Thursday, for years and years and years, I just didn't work a Thursday on the last Thursday of every month, and I took myself away. You know, I went to a different yoga studio and took myself out for lunch and did some reading and some journaling and really just came back home to self. So I think for everybody, they know what they love to do. They just don't give themselves permission.
Oh, they're so-
And I think, Alison, if I sort of rewind, because I'm sure you have a lot of listeners on this podcast that are, you know, career women in high performance positions. If I think about when I was a CEO, one of my sort of absolute non-negotiables was when I got home from work and I put my key in the door. That was my trigger, because we have to create triggers in our lives. That was my trigger to tell myself you needed to take that CEO hat off, because when you walk through that door, your kids don't really care who you are or what you do. Your husband really doesn't care either at the end of the day. All they want to walk through that door is a fun mum, a loving wife, someone who's connected, someone who wants to listen to their day, someone who wants to sit down and read their reader with them, whatever it might be. So for me, it was really about really having triggers that actually allowed me to say, you're not a CEO, your day finishes here, and now this part of your existence begins. And that's really, really important. So I would encourage people to think about those triggers every day on what allows you to tap in and out of one of those or all of those hats that we have to wear, particularly as women.
I like those triggers. Can you both, just each of you, let me know, what's your morning routine?
So we talk about, you know, as we said, the switching off. We think about the day as a marathon and a race, and you've got to pace yourself through the race and put your legs up the wall or do some breath work or whatever, have your little nap or whatever it might be, whatever it happens to be. But we need to warm up and cool down. So you need a morning routine and a nighttime routine to switch off. So without those, you're basically an athlete running the whole time, and that's why you feel so burnt. So the morning routine is, what are you doing before you open the door to the world? You know, before you open up that phone and just start checking emails and Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook and everything else that's out there. So for me, it's just the three M's, and it has been for a very long time, and it will be until my last breath, is make my bed, move my body, mindfully breathe. So all of that has to be done before I open up the phone or open up to the family and to the world. And the same, I think we have a lot of focus on morning routines, but we forget about nighttime routines, and they're just as important. It's that leaving the track, leaving the race, and really thinking about what are the activities that recharge you, whether it's, you know, I stretch in front of the television, put my legs up the wall in front of the TV, brush my teeth straight after dinner so I don't eat on the couch. You know, what are the things that make you feel like you've left work and you're refueling and getting ready to go to bed? I think it's really important that you have both.
Jenna and I have very similar routines. We both love to walk, which is why we're walking the world together with clients. But mine's the same. I walk every single morning. I know you love to walk and run, Alison, but you know, I will do between 5 and 8K every day, rain, hail, or shine. That's just the way I put the fuel in my tank to start my day. And my night routine is to go to sleep with a calm app on, with a meditation app for 15, 25 minutes, half an hour. That just tells my mind, my body, everything's ready to go to sleep. You've actually earned your reward and your day is now over. So it's, again, these triggers that actually create these really high-performance habits that that Shanna was talking about, that she teaches with athletes.
When you're walking in the morning, are you listening to music or a podcast or just silence? What are you doing when you walk?
It really depends in where I'm at. Some mornings I just love to walk in silence because I live near the beach, so I'm very grateful that I get to walk on the beach every single day. Mm-hmm. And some days I just want to listen to the ocean. Some days I just want to listen to the birds. And then some days I feel really inspired to listen to someone else and be inspired by them. So I'll put a great podcast on, or I might listen to some music. But more for me, I love a podcast.
Yes,
yeah, it really depends. And then I finish with a coffee, you know, at my little coffee shop, and my day is ready to, you know, as Shanna said, we're then ready to open the door to the world.
Yeah, so good. All right. So first of all, when is the book launching?
It comes out on the December the 5th.
Okay.
So just in time for Christmas for everybody, for their summer read and summer, you know, what am I going to stop doing and start doing? And so, you know, it's a wonderful read for summer. So December 5th, it'll be on the shelves.
All right.
Your listeners can pre-order it though, because it is available now for pre-order. Yeah.
By your website?
Yes.
On Booktopia. Yep.
On Booktopia. All right then. Okay. So let's just take people through, like, where can people find you?
All the usual places. I mean, the best place to find us is really our website, which is www.humanelevation.com.au. And you can go into the Contact Us page, or you can just scroll around and see all of the fabulous things we're doing and the fabulous places we're going. And hopefully some of your audience might want to join us on some of that journey in the future.
Yes. Oh, amazing.
Or they can follow us on LinkedIn at Human Elevation on LinkedIn, and we put up all kinds of material. It's not just about classes. It's about quotes. It's about, you know, blog articles, et cetera. But, you know, our invitation to people is, how can you just make that tiny tweak in life and just make a small step up, whether it be your confidence, whether it be the way that you run your business, whether it be the way that you show up for your friends when you're out, when you're with your family, whether you 1%, you know, increase or tweak around how you allow yourself to rest and recover. Mm. So the whole thing is about, it's a movement. Elevate is like a movement, not just a word that you can take with you forever.
Mm. I'm inspired.
Exciting.
It's so exciting.
You would love
it. It's going to do really well. It's exactly what people need.
Yeah, and you would love it because, I mean, this is what you do for people all the time.
It's small
tweaks. It is about making sure that their foundations are rock solid and working really well, that there's clarity. And I think what happens when people go through the book is they find crystal clear clarity on who they are, where they're going, how they're going to get there. Yeah. And it all comes in very simplified wording that, you know, it's asking you to come up with.
Amazing. Just quickly, because before we finish, when you wrote this book together, were you having a lot of fun?
Well, if we come back to the overachieving A-type personalities, we actually locked ourselves down. I live in Sorrento, Alison, and Shanna's in Hampton. I used to be up there. We actually locked ourselves down for nearly 10 days
and we turned
the red Ferraris on overdrive. And we literally rode 16 hours a day. We had two small breaks and we just went hard. Yeah. Did we have fun? Yeah, we still had a lot of fun, but we actually just wanted to get the job done. And for us, it was all about focus. And there's 18 topics that we wrote about in our book.
I knew that you were going to say that you wrote it
Oh, and we did a juice fast at the same time. We may as well.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why we thought that was a great idea, but it worked. Not for the whole time. It was still great.
You would have saved time then, like not having to be in the kitchen.
Well, we didn't want to cook, right? We were like, we don't want to cook. All we need to do is write. We need to really get our best work out. And we know that when you're fasting, you get unbelievable clarity in your mind, and there's no, you know, what do you call it when you eat?
You're not digesting.
You're not digesting. Yeah. You don't have the fatigue. So we just knew that we would be sharp as tacks if we did that. So, we didn't have to cook. We just would have the juice or heat up the soup and off we went.
Wow. Okay, so everyone, did we say the 6th of December?
5th. Yeah.
5th of December. Well, they can pre-order. Start the year off correctly. Yes. With clear goals.
Excellent. Absolutely.
All right then, Colleen and Shannon, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And we love what you do, Alison, and you're a true inspiration yourself. And thanks for having us on the show.